This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how everything seems like a good idea after you've had a few?
Downtown at a railway station!
Yeah, that's this show.
Riding in my car. And I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what is going on? It is Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, Hey, man. It is good to have you listening on a Friday. Real quick, I do need to address this, though, Mike. Bo, it's okay. We do a five-hour show. I know it is your job to move things along and keep the conveyor belt going, all right? But, you know, Mike and I, if we start at five after, it's okay. We're just having a good, friendly conversation with the midday guys.
Coming up, we're talking about foie gras and exotic food. I was going to tell Rick the funny anecdote about how I convinced you to try some shrimp scampi. Actually, it was escargot that night down in New Orleans. Didn't tell you you were eating snails, and you didn't really care because it tasted good anyway.
Yeah.
But we never got to tell that story because Squid would be like, hit the button.
Let's go. Let's move it along. Brian behind the glass today, our engineer, Bo Morgan producing the show. We are Dukes and Bell, guys, and you can follow us across all social media platforms. Facebook, like the radio station 929 The Game, of course, on Twitter, Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up, see Dukes, and the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. I put out a poll, Mike. I was just thinking about what everyone's thoughts are on Trae Young. You know, this is, we're not officially like the halfway point. I think the Hawks have like 25 more games or something of that nature, but the All-Star break kind of symbolizes that. And I said, where are you at with Trae Young now that we are at the All-Star break?
I voted on the poll question.
Did you?
Yeah, he's going to be a star. He's going to be a star in this league. You're seeing it.
I think so, too. I said, is he going to be an NBA star? Is he going to be average? All right? Or, nah, I'm not convinced. And as one guy said, Dukes, I don't know how you could say that. You know, in regards to the All-Star game, he's not there yet. He's not getting those votes, Mike, and maybe he's a couple of years away from that national recognition. But he's going to participate in the weekend. So is John Collins. And we had JC on the show earlier this week. For those who missed it, this kid is exciting, man. And he's got the it factor, as you said earlier in the week.
And he's getting better and better. We talk about it every week. We look at the Hawks in the box score and, you know, get a little bit better with the three-point shooting. Can he get a little bit better on the defensive side? But, I mean, you drafted this guy. And I know you don't want to compare him to Steph Curry, but you want a Steph Curry-like game. And he's getting there. You know, in the first year, he's ahead of a lot of better. You know, if you go back and look at where all the greats that went, some of them went to the Hall of Fame were in their first year, he's doing better statistically. Carl has brought that up over the course of this season. So let's just slow our roll, and then we'll also see what we get in that draft pick for Luka, because it always comes back to Luka versus Trae.
Yeah, with that said, and we've got the headlines coming up, how do you lose to the Knicks? They're terrible.
Who cares? I want to lose. And I don't want to win. I don't care.
But you beat the Lakers, and you go, yeah, all right, and then you expect them to beat the Knicks, and they just don't last night. And
fine by me.
Oh, listen, we said it all season long, right? We want our guys to get better, but ultimately the goal is to be a top three pick. Let's get a top three pick. That's been our goal, at least on this show. I don't know what other shows are talking about. I don't know what other people in the city are talking about. It makes common sense for where this organization is to try to do that. But it's mind-boggling when you go, all right, this same team basically competed, you know, the other night against the Lakers, and then they show up against the Knicks. They lose last night, and so the Hawks are now officially in the All-Star break. Bottom line is, we'll get into some of the numbers, but Trey had another good game, Mike. 11 assists, and we said he's good for 10 a night.
Right, so a double-double for Trey last night. And again, a curious losing effort to the Knicks, but we got a lot of ground to cover because we're just stuck here at 5. I'd love to get to 4. Really would love to finish in 3rd, so I'm tied with the bottom 3 teams, and I've got a better chance. At least if somebody really, really wants somebody that maybe you don't have valued as high, you could pick up more picks. There's more room for Schlenk to do some things. I just love to have as many of the odds and as many of the ping-pong balls in our favor, and that means finishing in the bottom 3 in the NBA. And right now, we've got to lose at a pretty serious clip to get there. Meanwhile, the Mavericks, they've got to lose a little bit too, but they're not going to – I don't think they're going to lose enough so we lose that protected top 5 pick.
I don't either. I don't think they're going to slide that far. But between now and let's just say the end of the season, all right, and I have always said, you know, the All-Star break was kind of the tipping point for me, mm-hmm. where maybe you start to rest guys. You're not going to run Trey into the ground. There's no other real point guard on the squad right now. You traded away, or you bought out Jeremy Lin. Mike, this is where you start to see some guys maybe go down with some injuries, and maybe you start losing a little bit. I'm just saying.
Yeah, let's flim flam for Cam. Cam Reddish, you know, if you don't want to get to Zion or lose all the way for RJ. Haven't really found anything that rhymes with Culver yet that we could use from Texas Tech. You know, there's a couple other guys out there. I saw have you seen the profile on John Morant from Murray State, who has amazing hops and can hit the outside shot? So there's like a bunch of guys that could be real highlight reels. And again, we want a combination of it makes sense tactically for what we're trying to do here, but if you'd also win and put fannies in the seats because it's an unbelievable type of an athlete that everybody wants to see, well, that makes Tony Ressler pretty happy.
It does. 404-741-0929 if you want to chime in on this Friday.
Face plant for Morant.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Nice job, Sam Wilt.
That's a good phrase. See, you got to come up with these phrases so you guys remember as we start talking about some of these players. We've got our Zion phrase, obviously, from the Matrix, and we just creatively come up with these phrases that tie into some of these players' names.
Like Baggett for Bagley.
That's right. Morant, by the way, if you've not seen him play, legit. That's all I'm going to tell you. And everybody, do not get caught up because, he plays in a smaller conference. Do not get caught up in that.
Yeah,
this guy
Steph
can
Curry
go.
Curry played at Davidson.
That's right. This guy can go. Hey, Mike, a guy just asked me on social media. Michael says, fellas, what do you guys think about the Poole move? And, of course, he's talking about Brian Poole. Now, if you've not heard, the Falcons basically will not tender him, which means he will become a free agent March 13th. Brian Poole, all right, for what he has been for our club, has been very good and very effective. But the problem is now, Mike, you have a guy that got showcased because of injuries in DeMonte KZ, who's better. And I think the Falcons realize they need to have this guy on the field as much as possible, and so somebody becomes expendable. I honestly, Mike Bell, do not have a problem with this move by our Falcons by not tendering Brian Poole.
No, I mean, look, the big if here is Isaiah Oliver. When you draft him as a second rounder, we talked about this yesterday in the Falcon Report. He's got to step up and become a starter, take over for Alford. And truth be told, he probably couldn't do much worse than Rocky at times. But Brian Poole becomes your other corner, and then you move KZ into that nickel. And Brian Poole, he had 3 sacks, 3 picks this year for us. I mean, the guy was a contributor, but there's still some inconsistency in his play. You know, so I mean, I think you go back and you look at how he was thrust into service as an undrafted free agent back in 2016. He's part of a team that got to the Super Bowl. But, I'm not losing sleep over it. I don't think Falcon fans should either. I mean, you're going to be in a better position if it works with Oliver and KZ, which it will. Plus, Rico's back, and then there's Keanu on the other safety.
I think we're going to be fine. We were talking about this yesterday a little bit in our Falcon Report as far as if you wanted to group together the strengths of our football team. And we were talking about specifically yesterday the wide receivers. It's a strength. The DBs, you lose Rocky, yes, but you still have a first-round pick on the other side in Trufant and another first-round pick at safety in Keanu Neal. Guys, that should be a strength for your football team. You lost your vocal leader in Rico. That's a strength for your football team. You just had a guy that you threw into the fire, and he almost led the league in interceptions. That's a strength. So for me, Mike, those are the things that I'm looking at. How can Dan Quinn get them better? Is my question. As a group, how can they play better? The one thing that I don't necessarily like about our DBs, and it's not an individual thing, we just don't get enough picks. We just, as a group, we don't get enough picks.
And again, guys, our version of the cover 3 is we want to have everything in front of us, avoid the big play, you know, and you want to go pound, you know, knock the guys, hit them hard when they make the catch. And hopefully, you know, you could be what Legion of Boom was in Seattle. We don't do that. We don't come up with the turnovers the way Seattle did. We just don't. Part of that also is we don't get pressure from our 4 down linemen. So Dan Quinn, you know, when you look, go back in Seattle, you had Cliff Averill and you had Bennett and you had all the other pieces and all these guys flying around the field. We've got a poor man's version of that. We don't get the pass rush. And then if we don't get the pass rush, these guys aren't good enough to stay in coverage. So when we go to man sometimes, we really get burned. That's the problem. So looking forward to seeing the new look secondary with Oliver and all the guys coming back healthy. And then KZ, as you said, he's a playmaker. You got to have him on the field.
All right, we're going to talk more about this throughout the course of the afternoon. Bottom line for us is, if you look at the moves that have been made thus far, you upset? I'm talking about the Falcons. As a fan, are you truly like, I cannot believe, to me, they've yet to make that move. The Matt Bryant move was surprising and shocking only because of, again, the emotional tie that we have. Guy's been with our team 10 years. And we had him on the show, Mike, and he expressed his feelings.
Right.
But realistically, are you mad?
No, I mean, as I told Rick, I mean, look, and I get it because we all love the guy, and there's that sort of gut feeling you hate to hear, and you hear it in his heart that he really loved being here. It kind of surprised him. But a guy that's 43 who's missed a couple of games, you know, with a leg issue, and then he turned 44, and you can get a guy for $2 million less, they're going to do that. You know, everybody does that. You do it in the business world. You do it in the NFL. So, yeah, it's a bitter pill, but it's all part of the way, you know, the cap affects teams and how they do it.
All right. I'm looking at this report. It's out there from Bleacher Report. I don't know if it's other folks are reporting this, but Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid have settled grievances with the NFL. But the resolution is subject to a confidentiality agreement.
I really want to hear Colin Kaepernick do the Oprah or do something. I want to hear what's going on in this guy's life, because I was going round and round with people on social media. We'll talk about the Federation of Footballers and Pipe Fitters. He apparently was looking to maybe kick the tires on that.
This is a problem, though, Mike.
Interesting.
This confidentiality agreement?
Yeah, we're never going to know what was going down.
All right, we'll talk about it next on Dukes and Bell. This could be a very busy Friday. You need to stay tuned for the entire show all the way up till 7 o'clock, and you should anyway. It's Dukes and Bell. We start at 2. It's a five-hour program, man, so lots going on. Before we get to this Colin Kaepernick stuff, and if you just joined us, you're in the car, and you're going, what Colin Kaepernick stuff? No, he's not playing in the NFL anymore. But there is breaking news about his collusion case. There are also rumors, Mike, as you mentioned out there, about, finally, the possibility of some of baseball's biggest stars being signed today, Manny Machado and Bryce Harper.
Yeah, the Padres still be in the driver's seat for Machado, and it looks like Philadelphia, and it could be happening within the hour that the Phillies are going to land Bryce Harper. Now, we're not sure if it's going to be that monster deal that Boros' agent was looking for, or if it's going to be somewhere in between. Maybe it's going to be 5 years, and he's going to have a chance to make more money. Or, I don't know, the way baseball owners are throwing nickels around like manhole covers. I'm not sure what this is going to be. Maybe split the baby and go for 7 or 8 years. But it looks like within the next hour, reports out of Philly, it's going to be the Phillies and Bryce Harper.
All right. And either way, there will be an out if it's shorter, just because they're going to give him that flexibility. I'm willing to bet. We'll see how it plays out. Now, remember, if it's the Phillies, not good for us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Nope.
And this is why I wanted us to get involved in this, but we, meaning the Braves, couldn't do it at this point, or they didn't want to do it. Either way, we'll keep you updated here on Dukes and Bell. Now, this just in, right as we went to break, and I want to rewind just a little bit, because for those of you who may not be aware of this, obviously Colin Kaepernick played quarterback in the National Football League. You're aware of that. But after his playing time and after his stance, okay, of social injustice, there were feelings around the National Football League, especially players, who felt like he was being blackballed. So Colin Kaepernick, along with Eric Reid, who just got a new 3-year deal with the Carolina Panthers, had a case against the National Football League. And so what has happened today is stunning in many regards because, one, you have to prove this. And it's very difficult to do so. But two, to then settle, as the NFL apparently has, Mike, screams that there was something going on here. And this is not a small settlement. His attorneys, and we're talking about Colin Kaepernick, had said, listen, the only way we'll remove this case is if we get a substantial amount of money to make this go away. So this is stunning on many fronts. So today the news is that a financial settlement between Colin Kaepernick and the NFL – so he has withdrew his collusion complaint against the National Football League. And so what is this settlement? We don't know. And Mike will never know because apparently it involves a confidentiality clause.
Yeah, the confidentiality agreement. There'll be no further comment by any party. Look, this is 2019 and nothing's – even with – look, we've seen women sign confidentiality agreements and then come after politicians. But in this case, I got to imagine, Carl, somebody will leak it. We're going to have to wait a while to find out. But I would love to know what they got, how the testimony went down, who was – who gave some depositions – NFL owners, general managers, because you and I were talking about it, 2 years ago about, well, you could argue in a court of law, I have a right to make bad decisions as a football general manager. Can you prove that we colluded? Either way, it did seem a little bit funny because regardless of what you think about his stance over social injustice, he was better than 90% of the backup quarterbacks, the bare minimum, and some of the starters for the time that he was not playing.
No doubt about it. Guys, you can tell me this means nothing. To me, it means everything. It means that absolutely there were owners who were like, this guy is not getting back in our league. And they had evidence. And to make this go away, as so many things in our country do and happen, you cut the check. And that's what happened here. So for everybody who has always said he's not being blackballed, and Mike and I have been on this from the jump, because it was blatantly obvious. The problem is, unless you had Jerry Jones on tape,
right?
Okay, and I'm just, or Robert Kraft on tape going, there's no way in hell this guy's playing in our league. It's so difficult to prove. And the reason why is simply because you go, we like this guy over that guy. This guy fits our football team better than that guy. What am I to say to you as an owner and a general manager, no matter what I look like, to say you're wrong? So that has always been the issue. But, Mike, they had to have something here for the NFL to do this. There's no doubt in my mind.
I'd love to, again, like everybody else out there, if you've been following this as we have, because obviously it's certainly a hot potato for sports talk radio, and it gets everybody in their corner. So let's, regardless of what you think about, let's just talk about what went down. The NFL obviously spent some money here to pay Colin Kaepernick to go away. And this is, I mean, I'd love to know, again, because this is a story which has so many angles. You know, the NFL was ill-prepared for it. The president turned it into a bigger, put more air into that fire and became a bigger issue. Ratings went down. It became a major story. So I know most NFL fans, like, just give me my football. I don't want to hear about this stuff. Just like with the Kareem Hunt thing. But for us and for most people that, you know, follow things and are interested, because I said to you before the break, I'd love to have a sit down with Colin Kaepernick just to find out, how did this social awareness start? How did you, was it the girlfriend that was so socially active that got you into this? How did you decide not to, and why did you opt out of the 49ers contract? You know, which you left $14 million on the table. Just what exactly was said, and how much did you want to play in the league? The $20 million offer, was that really legit? I'd love to hear from this guy just because I don't know where he stands on, not the social issues, but where he is with his head and his game.
Yeah, I think we know why he started this. You know, he explained that in those early on interviews in the locker room when he was talking about social injustice in our country and police brutality and all of those things. To your other points, I don't know. I don't know if anybody knows that stuff. The NFLPA puts out, quote, a statement today. We were informed by the NFL of the settlement of the Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid collusion case. We are not privy to the details of the settlement, but support the decision by the players and the council. And we continuously support Colin and Eric. We continuously supported them from the start of this protest. They go on to say basically that we are glad that Eric has earned a job and a new contract, and we continue to hope that Colin gets his opportunity as well. I want to put this in perspective, because if you're being blackballed, okay, and he was a quarterback, and Mike just told you, left some money on the table. I'm not doing this for peanuts. Does he feel like he left out or was lost out on $100+ million, Mike? Did the NFL just cut them over $100+ million check? Because that's the kind of money we're talking about. They didn't cut a $2 million check, guys, and they went away.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know. Again, this is pure speculation on our part. But, you know, the guy was making big-time money. He had signed a multi-year deal. He had opted out after the 16th season. When people talk about that Elway thing, and they get the timing completely wrong. He did not want to get traded to the Broncos. That was before he took a knee. That got lost in translation, and people like refer to that like gospel. Elway is incorrect on the timeline on that when he was asked about it a year ago. But I just, I'd love to know, again, like everybody else, what kind of money are we talking about here? What kind of smoking gun did Kaepernick's lawyers have? You know, how inflammatory was some of the stuff that was said in the depositions by NFL owners and personnel people?
It is interesting. You guys can tweet at us. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes, and this radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Kenny just said, Dukes, Cap filed that grievance saying they wronged him. They threw money at him to keep him quiet. You know? And that's as simple as we can put it, guys. And here's the thing. It's frustrating because as football fans, Mike, and you don't want to believe that, right? You go, oh, no, man. It's 2019. That kind of stuff don't go on. Come on. Yes, it does. And this is more proof. And this is more proof to why guys took knees. This is what's going on. So don't be blind. Don't throw your hands up in the air and get all. This is what's going on. And if the NFL was not wrong, and if he was in the league and would have been given an opportunity to be back in the league, Mike, we would have never gotten here.
But NFL owners, and it depends on the city. It varies from if you're in Atlanta, we feel very differently about civil rights and the rights of African Americans. If you're in San Francisco, it's a very liberal community. Some flyover cities, people don't want to hear it. You know, I've talked about it. You know, the blue collar people in the country, you know, they don't. You saw how the election went, where obviously it's a country where it's split amongst many divides, but there's a lot of people that don't want to hear it. And he's got a right to say what he wants and express himself the way he does. And people can express with not buying a ticket or not watching the games. And that freaked the owners out. You know what? Another part of this, and this is a byproduct of it, this is also what happens when you don't have any leadership at the top. Roger Goodell, you know, when this, they had no plan for this, Carl. They have no idea how to handle this situation.
Yeah.
You know, they threw some money at the players union. Was it $90 million that they wanted to allocate? That was what Eric Reed was arguing about.
Yep.
About, you know, did you sell out? You know, the player owners threw some money at players. Okay, you've got some different issues in each city and social causes. Here's some money. Go away. But, I mean, and that was, you know, a Band-Aid on it, and it was late in the game. So, I mean, to me, it's just systemic about how the NFL never gets in front of any issue, whether it's player discipline or a player protest.
Now, I'll say this, and only Colin Kaepernick knows this, and maybe we hear from him now. I don't know. I don't think he was ever intending to get back in the league. So for those of you who are going, well, he can't believe he took the money. He had no intention of trying to play again. That ship had sailed. This was more about proving the NFL wrong, which, in fact, it looks like he's done, than it was him taking another snap in the National Football League. So don't look at it that way. Understand that the guy's been out of the league 3 or 4 years. Anybody's been out of the league 3 or 4 years usually doesn't make a return.
Well, Nike's had him on retainer, too, we later found out.
Well, either way, I think that's why, you know, you go, all right, I'm going to take this, and now let's see what else I can do with my platform. Now, I don't know what else he's going to do moving forward, but now this has been resolved because everybody was waiting. No collusion, Mike. There has to be collusion. No way the owners could do this. Yes, they did it. All right, so this is where we are. It's Dukes and Bell, guys, if you're just joining us. Basically, a settlement has been made by the National Football League. It's Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reed, their joint collusion case versus the National Football League, which was set to take place, by the way, this month. And ironically now, the NFL...
And then it would all be out there in the open, and there would be no guesswork. And now, as we said, we'll just kind of have to read between the lines. And look, I will say this, even when you do have some of these, and how ironclad this confidentiality agreement is, at some point, somebody out there is going to leak some of this information.
I would think. You know, we've seen this with Hollywood and other stuff. I mean, I would think we'll wait to see, but man, this is crazy and interesting. It just is. Because this opens up the door for a lot of other things when you say, well, the NFL, they wouldn't do that.
Let me ask you this. Jackson just hit us up on Twitter. He goes, I think Cap would have been even more revered had he not accepted this deal and exposed the owners. Now that can't be done, and it looks like he sold out. His stance, just my opinion.
Well, that's what I was getting to.
I'm saying, do you buy that?
No, I do not. Because I'll be honest with you, I don't think the NFL owners are going to let it get that far.
So
I do not.
So are we talking $25 million?
No. I just told you, upwards of $100 million.
Think, okay.
How much money did he lose out on in the last 5 years of his playing career by not being allowed to play in the NFL as a quarterback? Mm. Whatever that number is.
I'm just playing devil's advocate. You could, NFL attorneys could say, look, you opted out of a guaranteed contract, and your guaranteed portion of your 49ers deal.
Has nothing to do with me being allowed to be playing in the league past
look,
that.
The Ravens are about to offer him a deal, and his girlfriend called Ray Lewis and Uncle Tom.
Either way, Mike.
Well, I mean, that's also part of the equation, Carl. I mean, there's other mitigating circumstances in his pursuit of employment in the NFL.
Yes, but when you're not being allowed to play, you don't earn a check. It doesn't matter if you had future earnings.
I'm just telling you, there were some teams that were interested. Now, doesn't count if Seattle says they bring him in, then nothing happens. But there was one team that was going to offer him a job. That's the Baltimore Ravens. And people in his camp sabotaged that.
Well, you know what? You have choice. You can accept a job or you don't have to accept a job. That's your choice. But when you're being blackballed, you affect my future earnings. Bottom line. And by the way, if you only have one team involved, there is no negotiation. There is no other team involved. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. We'll talk more about it. It is a story we'll be on all afternoon. It's interesting because the National Football League settles. We'll get to some headlines next.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're going to get to some headlines. Appreciate you guys commenting on Twitter to Mike and I and various folks talking about this settlement between the National Football League and Colin Kaepernick. The case, again, was set to take place this month, and then the settlement was reached prior to presenting the final evidence in front of an arbitrator, okay, which his name was Stephen Burbank. I want to say this real quick. I was kind of hoping that this was not true about the NFL.
Right.
I really was. As far as my personal stance and what I believe in social issues, I'm always going to speak out for the right, or at least what I think is right. But realistically, it doesn't matter. What I think and what I want is what, you know what I want? I want safe schools, mm-hmm. right? I want your kids to be protected, right? I want the idea, Mike, that if I get pulled over by the cops, that I get treated with respect, and that I'm not beaten or brutalized. These are just simple things. But at the end of the day, this case is not about me. It's not about Mike. So a lot of people are like, oh, I can't believe you guys. At the end of the day, this is about a guy who wanted to play quarterback in the NFL, and because he did what he did, mm-hmm. there was blowback. All right, and now we're seeing this all play out in front of us. But, Mike, I was kind of hoping, and now that it's played out the way it has, that this wasn't true. When we've been talking about this for months, I was like, I don't know. Okay, now it is.
You know, is there one owner? Because now that the worst case thing now is, you know, my first reaction when I read some of this, I wonder if it was Jerry Richardson. You know what I mean? Just because, and again, just is it some old Southern archetype? You don't want a stereotype, but I mean, it's kind of interesting. Who was the guy, you know? I mean, because you've got the full spectrum. There's billionaires. There's multimillionaires. There's guys like Arthur Blank, who's got a tremendous, I think, if you've obviously known Arthur, you follow the Falcons over the years, respect for all people, and has always been very open-minded about a lot of social issues here. And then you got some owners that are very much old school, like 1950s.
Yeah.
You know, so I'd love to know. We'll never know. But the one thing for certain, there was obviously some damning information, some embarrassing information in some of these, testimony that was given or depositions that were given that they did not want that in open court. But then again, to the texter's point, if you want to go be this icon, take it the whole nine yards, man. Put him out there.
I mean, I don't know if he intended to be an icon.
I don't know. I mean, that's why when I said earlier,
I don't know if that was
but that was my point earlier. I'd love, he doesn't owe me or you or anybody anything.
True.
But I would just love to know where he is at. Is he an agent for social change? Then blow up the NFL, man. Take him to court. Put these guys out there on the line. You know, that's. I mean, if you're starting something, finish it.
Yeah. Guy hit me up. He says, $100 million, Deuce. That's my guesstimate. Mike Freeman says a number of NFL team officials are speculating it's between 60 to 80, maybe $90 million.
Mm.
And that's what I was saying. There's no way you do this for 20. I mean, honestly, I know that sounds like a ridiculous amount of money, and it is. Do not get me wrong. But in this kind of situation, billionaire owners, Mike, as we were saying in the break, don't cut these kind of checks.
Right. No, like I said, man, I mean, like, you know me. I love the chaos theory. I love to see people that are big phonies get their comeuppance. But I would just, I mean, that's my point. I'm just saying if you've started something, I mean, let's take it all the way. You know, and then and who knows, you'll win your case. These guys will be exposed. And then, and who knows what a judge or a jury might give you.
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there. And again, we'll never know because we'll never know who had what or who said what.
All right, guys, with that, let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Oh, that faded. Yeah.
Oh, by the way.
Strap in, youngins.
Computer's acting up.
In the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
It's all good, Brian. It's Friday, man. We're going to have a good time in here. Hey, Hawks lose last night. We're at the All-Star break. Lloyd Pierce, our coach, said, we're playing like we might get another W.
We assumed we were going to come out and win tonight, and that's, it's good for them, good for us, and the lesson is learned.
All right. What is Kent Bazemore talking about? I'll tell you, he's talking about Trey and John Collins participating in the All-Star weekend.
For Trey and John, you know, just go enjoy it. They've been going through a lot. You know, I've been carrying the load of the team lately, and I'm sure they're, pretty tired. So, go out there and have a little fun, you know, let loose a little bit, and then, you know, get a little bit of rest before we come back.
All right. I put that poll out there about Trey Young. You can go check it out at Put 'Em Up, See Dukes, about what you think of him as of right now. You've seen enough of him to know. You don't have to. There's no guesswork involved. But Trey says, Mike, he wants to improve after the break.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of things I want to continue to improve on. I mean, taking care of the ball is one thing. I've been shooting it better. I didn't shoot very well these past two games, and that's something that I got to be more consistent with. For me, I take a lot of pride in being consistent in my performance day in and day out, and I haven't been doing that the past two games. So I just need to get back to shooting the ball the right way and making it go in.
Let's hope so. NBA All-Star break is today. It starts, and it's through the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll get back to it, and the Hawks open up Friday the 22nd against Detroit. You'll be able to listen to that right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. In other news, we were talking earlier about Brian Poole. Brian Poole, guys, will not be tendered by the Falcons, which means, Mike, he will become a free agent March 13th.
Yeah, man, good guy. You know, I think there's you could argue that he go backwards a little bit at times. I think he was really good. He was a pleasant surprise the first year as an undrafted free agent out of Florida. Dan Quinn had known him from his time at Florida. But, yeah, it's I think it's a good and the bad with Poole. Sometimes, you know, there's some you wish he would take better routes, make better decisions, or better, you know, angles on some of the, you know, receivers and running backs. But three picks, he had three sacks this year, too. So remember, the one guy you can see Quinn kind of dial up because
right.
We don't get pressure from the four down linemen. He's a guy who's used sometimes to be that guy on the blitz.
So we'll talk more about this and what it means for our defense and kind of what Mike and I were laying out as far as our back half, guys, the DBs and what it may look like. We're nickel a lot. So my expectation is really not going to change that whole that much without having Brian Poole in the mix. Meanwhile, pitchers and catchers report today, Mike. Believe it or not, it's that time, and before you know it, we'll be talking about opening day, and I guess the disappointing news is that we're sitting here waiting on this announcement that Bryce Harper may sign in our division.
Yeah, and that's the thing, guys. Some teams have already had their pitchers and catchers report. Now the Braves getting out of work, and two of the biggest stars, the biggest free agents in the prime of their career, 26 years of age, are still unsigned. Now, that might get done by the end of today. Padres leading candidate for Manny Machado, and as we said, the Phillies. Although, a blog from the New York Post says the Yankees may throw a last-ditch effort. Now, again, this could be the agent, you know, throwing some heat that the Phillies are about to do the deal. But it's just amazing when you look at the numbers. And some people say that Machado's the better, has more upside because of what Bryce Harper was last year. Like, Bryce Harper still is a guy that can hit 30 home runs for you, knocking 100 RBIs every season.
No doubt. Here's what's crazy. I mean, I would take either one of these guys on the Braves.
Right.
I really would. Now,
I mean, we put him in right field. I mean, where's the weak spot in that lineup on this team? Now, again, we haven't got the money because we're paying off debt.
Allegedly. That is what they've been saying. We will talk more about this throughout the afternoon as well, guys, because it's a developing story. All right, with that, we had Kevin Harvick on the program. You guys will hear him at 6:20. We get ready for Daytona 500. Mike, by the way, he's the favorite to win.
Well, he told us the Fords were going to be fast, even though Hendrick looked good on qualifying. He did win one of the dual races last night, did Kevin Harvick, so he'll be in the second row.
All right, so that's coming up a little bit later on as we talk a little Daytona 500. Did you get a chance to hear what Scottie Pippen had to say? This is one of those old debates, and we've had it. You have it in the barbershop. Mm-hmm. You have it with your boys, your friends, your family, and it gets back to the whole LeBron, Jordan, Kobe thing. By the way, Jordan, Kobe, then LeBron, right?
Well, in my world, yeah.
Okay. And I love LeBron. That's where I'm going with this. Right. Scottie Pippen basically said, listen, LeBron will never be Jordan.
When I look at LeBron, he's not what Michael was as a player. He's not even what Kobe Bryant was as a player. So... when you talk about trying to compare Michael's instinct, his ability to take over games, his ability to want to have that last shot.
And demoralize you.
And, yes.
And scare the living hell out of you.
Please, Steven, shut up.
LeBron doesn't have that gene.
So, Scotty.
That's not in him.
Awesome. Not since Mav and Iceman got together. We've seen a loyal wingman like what you got right there from Scottie Pippen.
Scottie, you do realize you didn't win one without him either, right? I mean, come on. I get it. You forever have to back him up.
Right.
But I got it. I mean, basically to say he didn't have the – Mike, he said he didn't have the stones that Mike had. Wow. All right, man. We got a lot more to get to, including our NFL blitz. More on this Kaepernick story. Also, who's the favorite to land Antonio Brown? We'll tell you coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.